council members seemed to settle on inspections and insurance requirements for app-based ride-for-hire companies until today, when they reopened the discussion. Because of the apparent inability to settle on a set of rules, Councilman John Crescenbeny suggests holding a voter referendum similar to other cities, noting one Texas town.
I view Austin as a very progressive city, probably consisting of a demographic that I would think would marry up quite well with the TNC industry, yet they rejected this proposition one that was put on the ballot by the TNC industry.
Crescenbeny has been a fierce advocate for taxicab companies who say they shoulder an unfair regulatory burden. He's in favor of leveling the playing field by forcing app-based ride-hailing companies to undergo the same background checks, vehicle inspections, and carry the same level of commercial insurance cabbies do. But when Austin, Texas's city council did just that, Uber and Lyft responded by mounting an $8 million campaign to get voters to side with their desire for fewer restrictions. That measure failed over the weekend, however, and voters sided with the city council instead, reports NPR. Now Uber and Lyft say they're pausing operations in the city as they figure out where to go from here. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.